Professor Bitzer, good morning.
Good morning.
So, the election's just a few days away now. Are you ready for this all to be over?
If this thing goes beyond November 7th, I'm going to find a bunker somewhere and try and steal myself away. I think that recent video clip of the poor little girl crying, she was tired of the election. We're all tired of it, and we're ready for it to be over and done with.
That goes for those of us in the media as well. But first, one final look at the state of things before the election. So with North Carolina's newly redrawn congressional districts, there's been a lot of attention, particularly on the 8th district, now represented by conservative Democrat Larry Kissel. Parts of Rowan and Davidson counties, which had been represented by Republican Howard Coble, have been added into the 8th district. And now Kissel's getting a very serious challenge from Republican Richard Hudson. Here's what Hudson had to say about campaigning in those new areas in the 8th district.
I would start out by saying they've moved Howard Coble out of the county. I'm Richard Hudson. I'm running for Congress, because if I started out just saying I'm running for Congress, they assumed I was running against Howard and they didn't want to talk to me.
Meanwhile, Kissel's out knocking on doors and reminding voters that the issues that people cared about in his old district,
they don't stop at a district line. The same policies that took our jobs away from the places in the old 8th district are the same policies that affected these people up here.
How much trouble is Larry Kissel in?
Oh, I think he is probably one of the most endangered Democrats in the entire country. I mean, both Hudson and Kissel are basically having to introduce themselves to new voters who normally would expect to vote for Howard Coble. So it makes it very incumbent on these two candidates to be in these areas, and it makes it that much more difficult, I think, for somebody like Larry Kissel, because he doesn't have that connection to the voters that he normally would have had in the old areas of the 8th congressional district.
The latest poll we have of the state of the presidential race in North Carolina was released this week by Public Policy Polling out of Raleigh. It has the president and Mitt Romney neck and neck.
It's 49-49 with virtually nobody undecided at this point.
So what does that mean for next Tuesday?
It is so tight that I would be doubtful that anybody with assuredness could call this election, and it's all dependent on turnout.
Speaking of turnout, what are the latest numbers from early voting?
In North Carolina, we've seen an increase of well over 150,000 more votes cast than what we saw this same time period in 2008. It is certainly expanding the electorate, but this past week has kind of leveled off and, in fact, even dropped in comparison to the numbers that we saw in 08. So we'll probably have 60% of the votes cast done before Election Day, but this last push of voters before next Tuesday is going to be incumbent upon both campaigns, and the ground games are in full operation. Democrats are showing up, but Republicans learned their lessons from 08, and they are showing up in record numbers.
This is our last conversation before Election Day, so I have to ask for a few predictions here.
Presidential, I think nationally, it is just absolutely a coin toss. Tell me what Ohio does, and I can pretty much see a path for either candidate in terms of winning the White House. Here in North Carolina, I still have to believe that there's a slight edge to the Romney and Republican side, but the numbers have just tightened up. The early numbers seem to indicate a slightly older electorate than what we saw in 08, so I would have to think that would benefit the Republicans. At the gubernatorial level, Pat McCrory continues a double-digit lead. It would be shocking to me if he lost.
And how about the 8th district?
I think that's a coin toss right now, but I have to give the edge to the Republicans as well, just by the very nature and the dynamics of the race. Larry Kissel is an ideal candidate, but I think the wave may be too much for him to handle at this point.
Professor Michael Bitzer, you're going to get some well-earned sleep next week, but first you'll be with us on election night and again the morning after the election. Get a little bit of rest before that.
We'll try.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks very much.